Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
As part of the global jihad.
Told ya.
They want to change your religion. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Not going to happen. As part of the global jihad, and 51% of those polled agreed that Muslims in America should have the choice of being governed according to Sharia. You know what Sharia is? 51%. Sharia authorizes, and look, this is, I mean, it's terrible. Sharia authorizes such atrocities as murder against non-believers who won't convert, beheadings, and more unthinkable acts that pose great harm to Americans, especially women. I mean, you look, especially women.
He's a very
tough stuff.
Sick person. He is just bizarre. And then all weekend long, he had people on the TV defending him. Is not, you can't say he's anti-Muslim. You can't say that the president's anti-Muslim.
The president of the United States carries a megaphone louder than anyone in the world, and arguably this president likes to use his. So, because you're frustrated, why not remove any shadow of a doubt? I mean, during the campaign, as you know, as a candidate, the president called for a ban on all Muslims entering the United States. He said Islam hates us. This kind of language in the past leads to these questions of why isn't the president now directly using that megaphone to condemn it?
Well, then take the words and put them in one category, and take the actions and put them in another. Something the president doesn't get hardly any credit for or any attention to is the work he's done in defense of religious minorities all around the world, up to and including Muslims in the Middle East.
Are you kidding?
Some of the religious minorities that are the worst oppressed in the Middle East are some of the ones that this administration has been doing, going to great lengths to protect. So
like
I hear what folks say, oh, Donald Trump said this during the campaign. Look at what we've done while we've been here. I don't
what
think anybody
done?
Could say that the president is anti-Muslim.
Well, no one could say that the president is anti-Muslim. Everyone can say that the president, even white supremacists, can say that the president is anti-Muslim. They say it because they cheer that. We say it because we hate that. This is sick, okay? This is really sick, and it's all coming from this one group. It's all coming from this heinous, ugly, anti-Muslim think tank headed by Frank Gaffney that can include in its membership Ted Cruz and Ben Carson and Jeanine Pirro and Steve Bannon, Stephen Miller, Kellyanne Conway, Lockheed Martin. Lockheed Martin has made huge donations to this Center for Security Policy, which is an anti-Muslim think tank. They have served on the board of CSP, Lockheed executives have. The Washington Post has done fact checks on this think tank. They've called them a hack organization for its promotion of conspiracy theories about Muslim infiltration. The Brookings Institute criticized the work of the Center for Security Policy and similar organizations, saying they sell a lot of books and they scare the hell out of Americans, but their policy recommendations range from vague to downright harmful. Now, here are the actual stats, okay? This is the real deal on what is going on. You can't ignore the words because the words just keep pounding at you and coming to you. I mean, the president with his Muslim ban, and I don't even know if you remember some of his rallies. Guys stood up and said, you know, America's got a problem, and it's called Muslims, and I just want to know, when can we get rid of them? And the president agrees with them.
Let's start with this group right over here. Come on. Okay, this man, I like this guy.
I'm walking white plains. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one.
Oh, my God.
You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first certificate, man. But anyway,
wow.
We have training camps growing where they want to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. When can we get rid of
it? We're going to be looking at a lot of different things. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people are saying bad things are happening out there. We're going to be looking at that and plenty of other things.
But you can't say he's anti-Muslim, can you? I think everybody knows he's anti-Muslim. I think all the white supremacists love him because he's anti-Muslim. And I think, you know, the people that, you know, want him out of here know he's anti-Muslim. This is a right-wing extremist environment that he operates in. And quite frankly, hate crimes in this country have dramatically spiked. That is a fact. The Anti-Defamation League, they have a center on extremism. It tracks murders. It tracks murders perpetrated by all kinds of extremists, all kinds, eco-extremists, eco-terrorists, whatever you want to call those people. And it tracks all the motivations behind their violent attacks. And in 2018, they saw a spike in right-wing extremist murders. Every single extremist killing from Pittsburgh to Parkland had... For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.